What's up, family? Today is August the 12th, 2022. This is episode 243 on Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast. Episode 243. We climbing. Brothers and sisters, I just want to talk a little bit today on this Food for Thought for this Sunday Monday podcast. Even though it's Friday, it gives you more time to think about what I'm about to say. Where has black love gone to? Where has black love gone to? It's like, I don't know, over the last decade maybe, could be a little bit longer, but where has black love really gone to? Black people, we've always been at odds with one another, whether it's been light skin, dark skin, or, you know, whatever. But if you notice nowadays, black love has pretty much, or is, just drying up. It's like, no matter where you go on social media, all you get is black Americans. I'm not going to say, or blacks living in America, but we'll just say black Americans, people were born and raised in America that's black. All you get some good points, but all you get is black men sniping at black women. Black women sniping at black men. No one talks about really a hardcore solution. People throw out tidbits of a solution, but nothing hardcore. Or better yet, don't put action behind the words of some type of unity in this country. All we do is snipe at one another, men and women. And it's bad enough that we snipe at one another as black Americans, but damn, when you start to add other cultures, and not just other cultures, when you start adding other blacks, that's sniping at us even more so, from Africa, Haiti, Jamaica. Because see, these people come from Africa's a rich country, the richest in the world with its resources. But Jamaica and Haiti, they're not as rich. Black people in America are anywhere between the 9th to 15th richest country. I'm just talking about Americans in black Americans in America. That's the type of wealth that we bring in. I don't know, the people who come from these poor countries come over here, they try to dictate. Now, these are black people, and they're trying to dictate what black Americans do or don't do. They take shots at us. I'm talking about, they get on social media and they form rooms about black Americans. And these people are black too. And that's the bad thing about it, because you got other blacks sniping at you. We got enough problems in America with each other. We don't need other people coming in our country and sniping at us. Where has black love gone? I'll tell you where it's gone. Black love has gone because a white man gives you a little bit of a leeway. He gives you a couple of dollars. He gives you a butter biscuit and a piece of fried chicken. Pat you on the head like a puppy and says nice things to you. And then that leaves these foreigners who come over here, that leaves these foreigners to think that everything is right and that they're accepted by white society, and they're not. And you think, you take the brown people as well, they're not accepted either, but they're the new wannabe whites. They don't like you no more than your own black brothers and sisters from the Caribbean or the UK. And you look at it, people of color. But see, people who come here of color, other colors from different nationalities, they have an agenda. They have something that black Americans feel comfortable with and don't feel they need an agenda no more. They feel that because we make money, even though about 40 to 50% of all the homeless, even though black people are anywhere between the 9th and 15th largest country, because the numbers fluctuate. We're not the 10th. They fluctuate when you look at the numbers. But we feel those who have made it don't need to look towards nobody else. But yet, homeless people in America, black folks, anywhere between 40 to 50%. You look at those numbers, homeless people. You got hundreds of thousands of black homeless people who walk the streets. Who walk the street each and every night. But we feel that we're better. Sometimes we do. We feel that we're better than. And to a certain degree, I can understand, but sometimes don't be arrogant about it. I know these foreign blacks, I call them foreign blacks, these foreign blacks come over here and they think they're better than you. Black people who live in America. And we're all supposed to be black, trying to be together as an ally. Because black people in America, we have no ally. I wonder if we even have an ally with each other. When you see sisters sniping at the brothers and brothers sniping at the sisters, it makes you wonder. We don't even have allies in this, in our own race with each other. That's why everybody can pop up and become allies and want to be white and come against us. Because we are so scattered. Because let me tell you, having conversations about it and doing nothing about it don't mean a hill of beans. I'm gonna be nice and not gonna try to throw up too many curse words. But basically, it don't mean shit. It really don't. If action is not going behind the words, it don't mean a damn thing but some chitter, chitter, chatter. When you're on the street, black man, black woman, try to make a friend with somebody you don't know. Try to be nice to people. Try to show some type of compassion. Don't always be stuck up thinking that you're better than, because you're not. Especially when you think you are, you're not. Black brothers and sisters, we don't show enough love. We show very little. And it's going to, and this is being passed down from generation to generation. It ain't just because of social media. Social media plays a big part in it. You just see now where everybody is and how they feel about black people and how black people feel about black people. Once upon a time, I did a couple of podcasts on light skin, dark skin. There you go. Another separation. Because see, we could always say Jim Crow this, or we can blame it on something, but we never blame it on ourselves. Because everything ain't whitey's fault. I done said this many a time. A lot of things fall on black people. And sometimes I think, do black people even like themselves? A lot of black people don't even like themselves. Look at our females. Because females, they're compassionate, they're loving, they're caring, but they also could be mean, vicious, and wicked as well. Look at our sisters. how they go and they get all this surgery done, all this costume wearing, fake hair, eyelashes, lips, fingernails, and all this kind of stuff, because they're not really happy with themselves. And we as black men, a lot of times, we put that on them. And then you wonder why there's a split. Black women feeling that they don't need a black man or don't need a man. But a lot of times, because see, no one really wants to deal with the truth of all. So we like to throw tidbits and we like to throw untruths when the truth is sitting right there. A lot of times we don't like Michael Jackson say, we should look at the man in the mirror. You know, we go out, we have sex with all these women, getting them pregnant, hurting their feelings. It's like you're testing out the water and then you realize, oh man, this shit is bitter and I don't want it. So you go get another glass. And that's what we doing, men. That ain't cool. Because our women are fragile. That's why you see a lot of these women. They're going into the sex game. You got sex trafficking. Don't know who. There's a lot of people involved in that too. And a lot of them ain't foreigners. A lot of them, it's us. We're behind some of that shit too. So, you know, we putting our own black queens out there and turning them out along with others. Why? Because we don't unite with one another and try to build something that's going to be lasting for the next generation. Because you can have individual wealth and all this wealth building, these wealth building ideas, I should say. But in the end, where are you going to be? Because no matter how you can hear everybody talk and say this, oh yeah, you know, I got this plan and 5 steps to wealth and 16 steps to life building wealth and all this bullshit. And let me tell you something. I done heard that same old shit when I was a kid. The way you build wealth is on a consistency. It ain't about no get rich quick scheme type bullshit. It's consistency. A lot of people selling this bullshit, these bullshit ass ideas on social media and always talking about this. That shit may work for them, but it depends if it's going to work. It depends on you if it's going to even work for you. But then again, you know, people do anything. Black people buy into anything, anything and everything. You need to understand and start one with yourself. Learn yourself, understand yourself, and love yourself. That way you can love your brother and sister. That way you can show compassion to people on the street. Because everything can't be money, money, money. Everything is money. You go into these fucking rooms and everybody's talking about fucking money. Ain't nobody talking about coming together, unity. You got more people talking about money. Black people need to stop talking about other shit. Start talking about let's come together and start building. I ain't talking about name brand people. Name brand people are the least that's on my mind. People, oh, well, you know, well, Kanye and LeBron James. Same motherfuckers people always used to like mention Oprah all the time. These people, Michael Jordan, they need to do this. They're not going to do shit. Their money is tied up with the white establishment. Their money is made through the white establishment. The white establishment is telling them what to do with that money. They're not telling them literally, but they're telling them they're not telling them literally what to do with it, but figuratively they're telling them. And they know I can do this, I can do that. But when you start talking about black people, they need to take their money and do this. Yeah, I agree, but that's not going to happen. And then again, it's their money. You can't tell somebody what to do with their money. If they're giving whatever they give, that's fine. Ask yourself a question, black man, black woman. What are you actually doing with your money? You know, you take that $1.something trillion that we put into the the economy every year, 9th to 15th largest country, we put into everybody else's pocket. We don't put shit into our own. If we do, well, we do. I take it back. We do. But we put very little of that money into our own pockets in helping build our brothers and sisters up. It's going right back to the white man. Your money is 6 hours out after your paycheck is entered into your bank before it even hits the bank. You already done gave it away. Buying bullshit. We talk about educating. First, we need to learn how to love ourselves. If we can't love ourselves, nothing I have said don't mean a damn thing if you can't love yourself. Because that's where it starts at first, loving yourself. In the book, Seven Steps to Decolonizing the Mind. Black folks, where are you in decolonizing? You still, like chapter 2, you still. Basically, they colonize black folks when you look at it. You still have light skin, dark skin blacks. You got two colonies right there. You may not look at it like that, but you do. You got the light skin and the dark skin. And then you have the ones that come over from Africa, Jamaica, and Haiti, and other parts of the world. Black folks, all of you, colonize. And black man, black woman, they really colonize against you because they come with a plan. They come, they see. That's why it's like when you go and you deal with a lot of these professionals that are black and they come from other countries and they treat you like shit, they're mean to you, disrespectful, they have no tact about themselves because that's how they are. That's just how they are. Not all. Let's put this out. Not all. But a lot of them, especially the females, these so-called female professionals, no tack about themselves. They're rude. I've seen it. I done had a few. So I'm not just saying this shit just to say it. Because that's how they are. Their goal is money. Make money. Maybe send it back home. I don't know. Some make money and send it back home. Some make money and don't send they home shit. That's just how they are. But they'll do anything. They'll sell you out. Hell, they have sold you out. Look at some of these fucking politicians that run. They sell out black Americans. And you vote them in because they're black. Black people need to get the... Sorry about this one. Black people need to get out their fucking head that just because somebody's black, it's going to be good. We should have learned that shit back with Clarence Thomas' ass was put on the Supreme Court. That nigga's been against black folks ever since he's been in, 1988 or 89 when he got put on the Supreme Court? That man ain't gave a shit then, and he don't give a shit now. You put a biracial vice president office. Oh, the females. Oh, Kamala Harris. She doesn't know where she is, let alone trying to help you, because she's still trying to figure out who she is and what her place is in this administration. Okay, we got a sister. She's a wait and see. Ms. Jackson's a wait and see on the Supreme Court. That's a wait and see because she's fresh, so we don't know. And people got, oh, I'm happy. Yeah, I posted something. Yeah, I did post. I posted, but that don't mean I was fucking happy about it. But I wasn't sad about it either. You know, it is an accomplishment. Like I say, she's a wait and see up in progress. I don't know what she's going to do. I would hope she don't be another a female Clarence Thomas. But one thing is clear, brothers and sisters. This lack of love towards each other. Black love. If you don't go and start to really realize what we need in this country, then we're going to all be in trouble. Stop worrying about reparations. If reparations happen, I'm sorry, if reparations happen, it happens. If it don't, it don't. Do we deserve it? Of course we deserve it. But you can't tell people what to do with the money, because their job, white folks, and anybody else who is not white but want to be white like white folks, they got the same agenda: to keep the black man down. And understand this, brothers and sisters, everybody wants your dances, they want your music, they want your style, they want your dress, they want to look like you, they want to do everything about you, they want to incorporate it, and a lot of them have, a lot of groups, I'm talking about all these groups, they have incorporated us into their daily lives as to what they want to do. They want to walk like you, they want to talk like you, they even want to wear the hair like you. But you know what? They don't want to be you when it comes to certain things. They want your money. I'm talking about other groups. All other groups. I bet I shouldn't say all, but a good majority of them. Let's say the ones of color. They want your money. They'll smile on your face. As long as you kick down some cash and you buy the goods and services, they're your friends. And then they'll go home and then they'll talk about you at the kitchen table. Not just with their family, but with their friends too. I've seen that on YouTube. It's very, I don't want to say disturbing, but I'll tell you this. It wasn't something that was cool. Now, I know these things go on. Hell, you got to be a fool not to think that they don't. But wow, when you hear it out of the horse's mouth, it's a different type of meaning. And it goes to show you all these people want. They complain about shit that ain't even true. Because see, you got to always remember, brothers and sisters, you got a lot of cultures. They're not that fucking smart. We like to always think that these people are smarter than us. And that's a goddamn lie right there. Because they're not. But because they do a little something, and they're like, oh man, they really smart. They're not that smart. When it comes to thinking, they're not that smart. They can't think for themselves. They judge black people from what they see on television. I'm talking about all over the world. And what they hear on the news, what politicians say, or what politicians do. They believe this stuff. And then they come over to America and they treat you like shit. They try to treat you like white folks try to treat you or treat you. That's what they do. Because see, they're not that bright. When you sit back, that's why I always tell people, study people and you'll see for yourself. It's nothing that I need to even tell you. They're not that smart. I see it every day. And I'm saying, they're not that smart. But we put these people in a class of being better than us. And they're not. They never have been. God made you. But the thing about it, you don't know what to do with it. Because you go around hating yourself. You go around hating your brother. These other ones that come over here, black brothers and sisters come over here from these other places. Well, you know, that's something that they have to learn. You have some that try to learn. And then you got some that just, excuse my language again, they just plain fucking arrogant. And they don't know shit. You take that brother who was dating that white girl, that porn star, OnlyFans chick. He was putting down black women in America. And who killed him? A white woman killed him. He was putting down black women in America more so because he's over in America. But it was a white woman who killed him. Because see, he was fucking misinformed because his own fucking stupidity. I hate to speak ill of the dead, but his own fucking stupidity in thinking that these people loved him. That chick loved him, and she the one who killed him. His girlfriend, his white girlfriend, his white OnlyFans girlfriend, she killed him. And he's not the only one. You got a lot of them. They get themselves a white woman, and then the next thing you know, their whole attitude changes. It's just like a black man. He get him some white woman. He get him a white woman. Shit, she don't even have to be the top of the line. A lot of times these brothers ain't getting top of the line. They getting beggars, leeches, and gold diggers. They're not getting top of the line educated women with some sense. I'm talking about sense towards the world and injustice and how bad it is against black people. I ain't talking about one of them. They get them somebody, maybe even trailer park. You got some brothers got them a trailer park white chick. And they walk around just as proud. And you got, you know what's funny? Let me finish that. They just as proud to have that white woman on their arm. She trailer park, but she's white. They just as proud, big smile. But these sisters are doing the same thing. Because I tell you this, you get sisters. They say all this shit on social media, how true it is. You know what? I don't see many videos from different people who host their loose shows. Women talking about six figures. They want a man with six figures. But they wouldn't dare ask the white man for no goddamn six figures. Because everybody think that white folks got money. You got a certain group that do. But you also got a certain group that's, what, less than black folks in this country. Matter of fact, you got a whole bunch. But they don't classify that too much. They just classify the ones with the money. But they don't classify them other ones, even though they're there. And you wouldn't catch no sister asking a white man, hey, you make six figures? Because let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to close on this note. Because this is food for thought. This is something for you to think about and ponder. When a sister's talking about somebody, oh, she wants somebody six figures. I done said this many times, and I'm going to say it again. My thing is this. What the hell are you bringing to the table? Somebody's alarm. Shut the fuck up. What are you bringing to the table for somebody to take their hard-earned money, the money that they make, and spend it on you? What are you bringing to the table? Females think just because you got a split between your leg, that's something that a man, well, I guess you do. You do have some men that lose their mind over that. But a real man ain't losing his mind over because you got a split between your legs and you selling it for six figures. If that's all you can do is think that you can look fly, fix yourself up every day, and a man just going to pay you for that. You got some suckers that do. But I wouldn't give you a dime because you don't bring shit to my table where you're even worth. If you don't have my last name. And any man should feel the way. If you ain't have my last name, why the hell I'm going to be wine and dine you? Because soon as that six figures is gone, she's off to the next. So when you look at it, brothers, she just wants your money. And if you stupid enough to give it to her, then I guess that's on you. Like I say, you can't blame white man for everything. Stupidity is something you can't blame him because he's still trying to find his way and trying to keep us down. But every time we stand apart from each other, that is keeping us as a race down. But a lot of people are not down for the race. They're just down for themselves. You know, individual wealth. That's all you hear. Individual this, individual that. I had posted a video where a chick was talking about, young girl, oh, I got to work. My mama didn't, she didn't prepare for, what was it? Wealth building. It was so fucking silly. Cause like you gotta work, take your ass to work. Your mama didn't do wealth building. So what? There's millions of parents who didn't do wealth building. Millions of parents don't even own houses in their 40s and 50s, still trying to buy that first house. Wealth building takes time and consistency to build. That shit don't happen overnight. Take your ass to work. Build your own wealth. Read some books. Don't go around listening to everybody who claim to be wealthy. Because a lot of people fake it. And they ain't got no money. Like you think. But you know, when you follow people, make sure you follow people who are about legit. Don't follow people who just out there trying to put on a front. Because a lot of people try to put on fronts on social media. Social media is the capital for putting on fronts. Because chances are, you're never going to meet these people. They ain't got to worry about you ever seeing them. Because everybody lives someplace else, not unless you know them personally. And then you can judge for yourself. But we need to wake up. Where has black love gone? It's like floating in the wind, brothers and sisters. But this is your brother. I just wanted to lay it out. I know a lot of people don't like what I say, and that's fine. It's really fine. It's a little bit disappointing because I put this out for my brothers and sisters, but it seems like everybody else wants to hear it. I guess that's why everybody learns from how fucking stupid we are as black people. Because it's been reported to me how people study the podcast the same time every day. That's what was in my bio towards the end of my end review last year, my year end review. How people study or listen to it at certain times. So, you know, hey, brothers and sisters, you don't want to listen? You can keep on believing the funk that's out there. You can keep on listening to people who basically ain't telling you nothing that's really helping you. Because every time you let so many people enter into your head, what are you really getting out of it? You're getting nothing. You're getting a head full of nothing. You can't decipher what's good, what's bad, so you end up doing nothing. So you end up wasting your time because you don't know which way to go, because you don't want to try to get the ability to learn how to think for yourself. That's why if you can't think for yourself, you're lost. We as a people, for some reason, we can't think for ourselves. I'm going to say this and I'm going to bounce. I always say that, but you know, hey, it is what it is. We include everybody. Oh, let's go help this group. Let's go help that group. Africa has never really stepped forward for black people. There's been some, mild reports during the George Floyd thing. You had people doing a little bit of protesting when the George Floyd situation happened. But that was George Floyd. How many George Floyd incidents have we had? You don't see too many countries, brown countries, stepping up for the black man. But we step up for them. No one steps up for the black man and woman who live in America. They just don't. Why? Because they want to see you fail so they can come and take your place. If you think I'm lying, look around, study people, and you'll see. They want you to fail. They want you to get killed. They want you to go to jail so they can step in and be brainwashed and want to take your spot. Get out of this bullshit. Oh, content. We create so much content, but we don't own shit. Look at the music game. The rap is ours. It's ours. But we don't own it. And it's ours. Isn't that kind of sad? It's ours, but we don't own it. White man, he may pay his artist, say he pay his artist $10 million, but he made $100 million. So who really got paid? $10 million and $100 million. Shit. You think about that. Food for thought, brothers and sisters. This is your brother saying, I'm out. Peace out. Where has black love gone? Peace.